Hello, everybody. Welcome again today to the Beaver's Voice of Victory broadcast. And for those that are just coming on board today, this is our beautiful daughter, Kelly. And we're thrilled with her, as always. And she mentioned something about this. It was either Monday or Tuesday, maybe yesterday. And I would get ready to correct her. Now, the difference between Kelly and John, I'd say, now, John, you did this. Yep. I'm going to spank you. All right. And I'd say, now, Kelly, listen, don't do anything you're not going to regret. Now, wait just a minute. I mean, she start pleading her case. It is all I can do to keep straight face. But if I said I was going to do it, I had to do it. So, no. Start running around in a circle.
I remember one time we were in the car, and you told us when we got home we were getting a spanking. And I said, Daddy, I'm believing in the name of Jesus that you won't do that. You said, Kelly, it doesn't work that way.
She didn't know, but it really did.
I didn't get a spanking. I remember that part, too. It did work.
I took her into her closet one day. I had her by the hand. She's about this tall. I said, Kelly, look at this mess. You're going to have to clean this closet up. And she took her hand out and said, that's not my thought. I said, well, we're going to make it your thought, you understand? But that taught me something. If it's not your thought, there's not any way anybody can, they may force you to do something, but it's still not your thought. She needed her mind renewed. Anyway, praise God.
Not so anybody gets it wrong. I got a lot of mind renewal, a lot.
Let's go back to the Gospel of John here in the 8th chapter to our golden text for this week. And then Jesus, in the 31st verse, Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, there is a key thing. If you continue, I remember, and you've heard Gloria say this a lot of times. This was back in the day when I was a student at Oral Roberts University. Well, she was at home with Kelly and John, and they were small, and she was listening to Brother Hagin's tapes. I came home from school one day, and she said, Kenneth, look at this on this tape on the name of Jesus. She said, I have backed it up. I have, in my notes, I have copied down the whole tape. And the Lord said to her in the middle of that, in consistency lies the power. Mm-hmm. What you consistently do all the time, what you consistently think all the time, what you consistently say all the time, therein lies the power. Jesus said it right there. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, we only have today and Thursday and Friday. So let me go down through this outline in case we'll come back in another teaching. But let me go down through this and you can make some notes. Yesterday, we talked about what Jesus prayed in John 17, 15 through 20. My third point is the written word is the truth. Not a truth. Not my truth. Not my idea of truth. Point number four, continue in His word. His word is absolutely final authority. The word is God's wisdom. Luke 11, 45 through 54. Romans 1, 15 through 25. And 2 Corinthians 4. 1, 2, and 13. Galatians 2, 14, truth of the gospel. Ephesians 4, 21, the truth is in Jesus. In Ephesians 6, 10 through 14, it's part of our armor. Amen. The truth. Now, I want to demonstrate something here to you. Let's turn over to the book of Philippians. And the Apostle Paul's partner letter. Thank you, Lord. Let me back up here. Now, if you were to ask someone, tell me about your finances. Well, oh, my brother Copeland, I've got all this credit card debt and a mortgage we can hardly pay. No, tell me the truth about your finances. Well, I just told you. No, you didn't. The truth about your finances. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. That's the truth about your finances.
Can I show them something real
Please
quick?
Please do.
Okay, everybody close your eyes. Now say, I love you, Jesus.
I love
you,
Jesus.
Now, I know for sure you heard Him say, I love you too, or I love you, or some response. You heard Him say a response. So we're checking that voice out. Mm-hmm. So now I want you to keep your eyes closed and say, after reading that, say, Jesus, what's the truth about my finances?
Jesus, what's the truth about my finances?
I will meet all your needs according to my riches and glory.
What did he say? Did you hear him say like a response back? And it comes mm-hmm. with such force from the inside out. It's so easy to do. You read a word, say, what's the truth?
And I've done this many times where it's just really hard.
Yeah.
And it's just things are compounding in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And just go somewhere and just shout those verses just mm-hmm. as loud as I possibly can. And there's a break. And I promise you, because of this experience that I've had with it, you cannot do that without breaking out into a laugh. You just shout it just loud as you can. And before you're done shouting, you'll start laughing about it.
That's right.
And I said it and 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 said it. And it didn't do all that good. But just come and just rear back and let it have it. And I mean, the devil will get on out of your hair.
Yeah.
And you begin to laugh and go in. God, that's the joy of the Lord.
Really, all of those things open a portal for what's in you to come
that's
out.
That's right.
That's whether you did
in
it like
deep,
that, you ask him a question, or you like... Just give him your battle cry or your heart cry, it opens the door, and that's what comes up and out of us because that's what's in our spirit.
So let's us apply some of this now.
That's good.
We're right here. Let's look here in the book of Colossians in verse 9. For this cause we also, the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. Glory to God, the prophet, the apostle is praying for me. And to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Well, don't start that.
Yeah.
Don't start that. That's the truth. That is the truth. That's where you start with the prayer.
Yeah.
That's where you start praying, is with the answer. I was praying one day. And it rose up inside me so strong. He said, Kenneth, let my word fight its own fight. Let it fight its own fight? Yes. So let's do that. Let's go to the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians. Amen. Oh, I got ahead of it again. Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it might be well with thee, that you might live long on the earth. Well, you know, you don't know what my parents did to me. They don't make any difference. He said, honor them. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, they abused me. Yeah, but you're breathing because of them. Maybe it wasn't all their fault, but obey this. Yes. This is truth. Yes. Obey it. Yes. So it might be that you need to call somebody and repent and say, I want you to know something, Papa. I honor you. And read that verse. Because that is the truth. So you come on down.
Can I, Dad, you can ask the Lord, how do I do that?
Yes, you can.
Because there's some people that you can't honor them with your presence. You can't be in their day-to-day life because of how some people are. But the Lord can absolutely yes. show you, Lord, how do I do that? He's done that for me so many times. Because He'll show you the right way. And His way always makes a difference to you, for sure.
Well, yes,
and many times to the other person, if they'll let it.
And like Bill Winston says, it may not make sense, but it sure makes faith.
It does. It does.
And that's powerful. Now, then this one, verse 7, with goodwill, doing service as unto the Lord and not to men, knowing, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. That's the truth.
Yes.
It may not look like it at the time. Now, I was, the Lord stopped me on that one day. That is, and had me to start meditating that. Whatever it is, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, always be listening for that. Always have an ear towards that, particularly as He prospers you. And just not too long ago, Dr. Weider and I were in a hotel, and we left the hotel, and you know, the way we do things, we go down through the halls and sometimes through the freight elevator to get where we're going. A lot of hotels, I'm hardly see the front door. But anyway, there was a young woman. She was a housekeeper. And I don't carry any money with me when I'm preaching like that, but David always has my money with him. And I walked past her and I just stopped. And so I said, David, give me give me $200. So I walked back around there to her, and I said, when I walked past you, the Lord arrested me and had me come back and give you this money. And she stood there, and she began to weep. Mm-hmm. She said, the Lord knew all the time. It met a need in her life. Well, now I qualify for that verse because that's the truth. Mm-hmm. And that truth blessed that woman in a time of need. Now, you know, over the years, you can't keep up with all of the times that that's taken place. Now, another time, I had read over there what John wrote to Gaius, but he actually wrote it to me. Brother, the King James says, wish. The words actually pray. I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Well, now what about my soul, my mind, my will, my emotions? Do I have so much stuff in my closet that I don't need that somebody could be using? Maybe I better do something about this. But the truth is this. Mm-hmm. And that happens.
It's true.
So you, and there is a scripture in the first covenant that says when you go through your olive trees, don't go back the second time. Leave some for people that need it. As you go through your corn, oxen, and so forth, leave some for people. Leave some. Well, that means toothpaste tubes. Every last breath of it. Like you're never going to get another toothpaste tube in your life. Well, the toothpaste is not the, this is an attitude toward the truth. I am a very prosperous man. Mm-hmm. And you and your husband fuss over the toothpaste. Get two tubes.
Well, the truth undergirding Ephesians 6 is you don't do any of that by yourself. You don't do, because many times, listen to how the Passion says that about the employer, Dad. It says, serve your employers wholeheartedly and with love as though you were serving Christ and not man. So you're serving Him as you're doing that. Be assured that anything you do that is beautiful and excellent will be repaid by our Lord, because you were serving Him, repaid by our Lord, whether you're an employee or an employer. What happened? You never know that girl. You were an instrument of God to pay her, repay her for, who knows? You don't know what she did in her life that the Lord said, I owe her money. Mm-hmm. And even I saw it here with the children, the way it says it in the Passion, it says, listen to your parents and do what they tell you. And the Lord, in the King James, in the Lord, obey your parents in the Lord. But this says, and the Lord will help you. So obeying them in the Lord means you're doing it in Him. It's the same underlying all that you're not forgiving by yourself. You're not being kind. When He tells you to, you may be an instrument of repaying someone else on behalf of the Lord for what they did that they saw no return mm-hmm. from that person. If we lived our life like that, if we'd quit going in and out of the gospel and say, I'm going to live every day like that. So when I honor somebody or I forgive somebody or I, you know, respect somebody that I disagree with, then I'm doing that as unto the Lord, not as unto man, but it makes an open door in that man for God to reach him.
That's right.
It's really quick. If you think about, well, my father's been this or my mother's been that, but you're an open door or a closed door for the Lord to reach in and absolutely change that.
And you don't know the backgrounds. You don't know the backgrounds.
This is freedom, though.
Oh, my.
This is true freedom where you're not living. Nobody else is controlling how you feel. Do you know what freedom, if the Lord is your thermostat about how you feel, or you have a rough feeling about somebody and you can go, all right, Lord, what was that? His word come to you and you're like, oh my word, yes, that's the truth. I've had that happen. And being free from all of that makes you free from Satan's leash, his hanging rope that he just wants to get around your neck. That's how he does it, is yanking us this way and this way based
like
on everything.
Like we learned last week about Christmas.
Yeah.
And all of the poverty that the devil tried to sow into that holy family when you come down to it, when you came down to the bottom line, poverty is a curse. Now, why, I don't know, and under heaven's name, the Almighty God put the Savior of the world in a household that didn't have money enough to raise him.
Or not take care of his son.
Absolutely.
God would not take care of his son, and he would not take care of us either.
Now, look at what the Spirit of God said through the Apostle Paul finally, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Dunamis. Put on, you do it. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Those are political devils. Yes, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I'll do it. We're gonna have a class on that one day. Wherefore, you take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, 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 therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Yes. Hallelujah. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, the fact that you are in right standing with God and the devil's not.
Amen. Amen.
That's truth.
That's the truth.
And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, which is the power of God, and you're going to be walking in power in this full suit of armor. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Glory be to God. Now, that's where the Lord had me. He said, that's my armor. Put it on. Put it on. I stood there in that room and suited out. I suited up for prayer battle. Oh, thank you, Lord, for reminding me of that. And, you know, that suit of, that breastplate of righteousness, it's God's righteousness. So it fits. And you see that armor? You don't ever see an armor suit with a big belly on it. No, the armor's always got a six-pack. Even if it hurts on the inside. Put your big belly in that armor. Oh, makes you look good. Take my picture while I have this on.
Yeah.
Now, he said, that helmet of salvation, put it on. And I put it on. He said, now, this is armor. I said, yes, sir. He said, put the faceplate down. Now, he said, the devil can't tell that it isn't me inside that armor. Now, don't say something stupid. Don't say something in fear. Speak in faith, and he cannot tell the difference between you and me.
Amen. That's right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let the Word fight its own fight. And we're out of time. Glory to God. But we'll be back.
I wonder what Jesus' birth was really like. Why did God choose Mary and Joseph to be his parents? Were they really poor, like I was always taught?
Dive deep into the account of the Nativity with Rick Renner's book, Christmas, The Rest of the Story, and find out there is more to Jesus' birth than you ever knew. Using his knowledge of the Greek language, along with historical and archaeological records, Rick Renner will take you on an exciting journey through the Christmas scriptures. Find out details like who the Magi really were and why the angels were so astonished at the Word made flesh. This beautifully illustrated and well-researched book will bring the Christmas story to life for you and your family. The discussion questions at the end of each chapter will help your family create a Christmas tradition of learning together. Ultimately, Christmas, The Rest of the Story will point you to the purpose of the Nativity, the death and resurrection of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. This Christmas season, let the story of Jesus' birth open your eyes to God's amazing plan. Order Rick Renner's new book, Christmas, The Rest of the Story, for £30 on our website, kcm.org.uk/TV special, or call 01-225-787-310. This offer is good for 30 days. Outside the UK, call for postage. Contact your regional office today.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. It'll be 2023 in just a few days, and the new year is often a time when people settle issues, set priorities, and make resolutions for the new year. As born-again believers, we have the blessing of the Lord, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, and in every area. 2 Peter 1:4 says, God has given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that you might be partakers or sharers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now listen to this. The Message translation says it this way. The best invitation we ever received, we were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you, your tickets to participation in the life of God after you turned your back on a world of corruption by lust. There are exceeding great and precious promises in the Word of God, your covenant, that cover every aspect of life. And God wants you to participate and be sharers of the Word of life that He has for you. So accept the invitation by simply receiving Jesus into your heart. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I can walk with you. Thank you, Lord, that I am born again, I'm filled with your Spirit, and I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. You're now in the family of God. Those exceeding great and precious promises belong to you. Now go into the new year strong, blessed, and full of faith. To help you understand and develop and use your faith to receive from God, KCM has put together some free resources to send you. It's called the Salvation Package. It includes a book called He Did It All for You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And when you read this book, you can find out who you are in Christ and who Christ is in you. There's also two brochures to help you start reading your Bible and learning how to grow spiritually as you study the Word of God. Request your salvation package today on kcm.org. And while you're online, you can also read the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. This is KCM's free monthly publication that's distributed around the world in print. We also have an interactive digital version on kcm.org. You can share the articles with your family and friends and let them experience the goodness and power of God's Word in their lives too. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Spencer Nordyke reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Above all, taking the shield of faith. Oh, glory to God. Aren't you thrilled that we're faith people around here? Well, we'll see you tomorrow. And until then, we're gonna do it again. Remember it, always remember it. God loves you. And we love you. And Jesus is Lord. So give Him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Go to kcm.org.uk to get your free New Year's gift, the 2023 KCM calendar, while supplies last.